Hello and welcome to Mompreneur Monday. This is the episode in the show where we talk to moms who are also obviously entrepreneurs and who have crazy busy lives and still manage to manage their time and create a very successful work from home business. So I am very excited today to have Melissa Sutherland, who I will let her share a lot of her story. But for those of you watching, she has tackled a lot of the objections that you are getting, and she was the walking, talking objection that many of you are facing right now in your business. So it'd be very, very valuable to hear from her and hear her story. Good morning, Julie. Good morning, Mary. How are you? Kendra, hello. Sarah, Michael, welcome, welcome. We have people, Jessica, Laura, Jessica, good name, by the way. We have people coming out from all over. So cool to hear you, Melissa. Well, thank you so much for being on here. Melissa has two kids. She runs a business. She runs an AC company. Is that right? Mm-hmm. You're also on the board for the Builders Association in your area. You not only are doing all of that, but you're in network marketing and building a very successful business. She just hit her 100K earnings, and she's only been in network marketing for 2 years. So congratulations, or I should say 2.5 years. And she's making it happen with all of these crazy things and has a 10-year-old and a 16-year-old. And before we jumped on here, she was like, I can't remember their ages. I'm like, that's a very common mom thing. I'm like, I have a, well, she's five-year-old and a 1-year-old. So we're very excited to hear from you and hear how you manage all of this while creating this business that you just hit your 100K lifetime earnings. So I'm so excited for you just in that business alone, not in even counting any of your other businesses and things that you're doing. So I'm very excited for you. I do want to mention as well to those listening before we jump in here that tomorrow you will, I don't have the link today, tomorrow you will see a 7-day social media recruiting blitz that I'm hosting. That's going to be starting tomorrow. This is, you all are actually the first to hear about this. So I'm very excited for that. So be on the lookout tomorrow for that. And a lot of the tips that we're going to share here today, we're going to dive deeper on in that blitz. So I'm really pumped for that. I think it's at a time when it's needed. People need to get back focused, and I don't do too many of these, but when I have people start asking and asking the right questions around how to excel their business every day, I start thinking, okay, maybe I should start one of these again, because we had so many people see great, great success from that. So that's going to be starting tomorrow. Not starting, but you'll see the link available tomorrow. But in the meantime, Melissa, let's talk about how to time manage with you so, so busy. So talk a little bit, before we give some tips, talk a little bit about your background and how in the world did you get into network marketing? Because you were sharing some things that's like, this is what everybody is facing with people right now.
Yep. So I had actually attempted network marketing a couple of times in the past. And first of all, thank you for having me, Jessica. This is so exciting.
Absolutely.
So, and I had just, I hadn't been successful. I never really built a substantial business. And I just had made up my mind that I knew it was possible to be successful, but that was not for me. That's something that other people were successful at. And so when I found my business, we're a party plan business, and I was in a party and I liked a lot of the products. And I was just like, you know, I'm going to buy the starter kit, get everything I want, and cancel. And so I did not talk to
How many people thought they were going to cancel their first order? Be honest.
For sure. For sure. And, you know, I mean, I didn't talk to my sponsor. I literally went to the website. I read all the things. I signed myself up. I'm kind of like the dream rep, because I knew who my sponsor was from the fitness world. I was teaching group fitness on top of everything else that I do at the time that I signed up. I was teaching like 7 fitness classes a week. So,
wow.
Yeah.
And are you still
So,
teaching those fitness classes?
no, when COVID happened, I let it go. Well, the gym closed, so I didn't have a choice. But when they reopened, I decided that I had a full enough plate.
Sure.
So I knew who she was from the fitness world, and I knew if I talked to her, she would follow up with me. And so I didn't want that because if I decided not to sign up, I did not want her bugging me. So I signed myself up. I ordered all the things on my credit card, which I could not afford. Like that was not in the budget. And then I realized I needed to pay my credit card back. So I thought, well, I could throw a party. I mean, you know, it can't be that hard. So I threw a party and I made my money back, and the rest is history. So here we
Wow.
are.
So, just in that short session there, I want to give a couple of nuggets. One, your producers don't necessarily need to be handheld, right? So that's lesson number one. You didn't have your sponsor even at that point, who I know who your sponsor is, and she's incredible. So you didn't have your sponsor there with you from the beginning, even as amazing as she is, you just went out there and did it. So your producers, they sometimes just kind of work it out on their own, right? And second, you were skeptical. You just wanted product, and then you thought, well, I can just kind of make this money back. So you never know when somebody's going to pop. You know, it might not be their time. They may not want you to follow up with them every second. Like I've bought product, and my just as a customer, of course, and I have people that follow up with me every single week, and I'm like, look, I'm in the industry. Like I get it. I'm immersed in the industry. You don't have to follow up with me. This is too much, right? So be cognizant of your follow-up. It's important, but don't hammer people. A lot of them don't want it. So I love that. Okay. So you get in, you make your money back. Then what happens?
Well, I decided that I was going to have a business, but I did not want a team because, again, this is something other people do. This is not something Melissa does. And so I decided I was going to market the products. I was going to sell the products. I was going to make that money. You know, I just wanted to make a few hundred dollars a month just to pay that credit card off and, you know, have some fun money. And, but I did not want a team. I did not want the responsibility. I felt like no, no team. And so my first few team members, they were sort of accidental. Because I would post about the business in parties and just working the business consistently, they came, you know.
When you say working the business consistently, tell me what that means. What does that mean
Well,
to you?
for me, that meant having one party a week.
Okay.
When we have a party, we have anywhere from 10 to, you know, 50 or even 100 people in front of us looking at the product and new conversations. I would post about the business in the party, but I wasn't asking people for the business one-on-one. You know, I would ask them for parties, but I wouldn't ask them to join me in the business. So the people that joined me initially are the people who raised their hand in a party and said, I want more information. But you know,
I have some
the
questions around that too. I
sure.
want to mention that because, and I'm sorry to keep interrupting you, but this
Oh,
is
no, it's fine.
important. So there's a lot of people around the country. They can't have 10 people or 50 people in a party, right? So I've noticed with your business and many others that this is really translating online, which, you know, Ray and I have been preaching social media forever, back when it was the devil, right? So I don't know if you've seen his skit, social media is the devil's Bobby, right? So how have you translated that to
So
social media?
I've always worked my business on social media.
So when you say party, you mean online party.
Yes, primarily Facebook. Yes. So, but when I realized that, okay, I'm going to sell this product, I'm going to do this business, I knew I did not want to repeat the experience I had the first time, as far as feeling like super spammy and gross and not like I felt like I was helping people because it was health and wellness before, but I didn't love the way I went about it. And I said, if I'm going to have a business, if I'm going to sell this product, I'm going to do it different this time. I'm not going to repeat what I did before. And that I got online and I started Googling, got on the Googles, as Ray would say, and I found Ray and Rank Makers. And so the day I decided that I was going to promote this product and try to make a go of it was the day I signed up for Rank Makers. It just worked out that it was open and I was able to sign up, and I got in there and started learning from Ray right away. And I still didn't want a team, but I really believe that learning how to put myself on social media in a way that wasn't obnoxious really helped me grow those first months, where I was able to talk to people about the product without being super spammy. And I was able to book those parties and have those conversations without feeling like I was bothering people. And so I really truly believe I would not be sitting here now talking to you if I hadn't got on Google that day and found Rank Makers when I did, because I don't know that I would have had the success that I have. So thank you.
Well, awesome. Thank you for sharing that. I did not pay her to say that, everyone. So
no, she didn't.
I appreciate that. And I'm so honored that it's helped you. And
it has.
I'm really here today. And that trickles down. So with that, you have two kids. Mm-hmm. And you're doing all of this, and I'm sure they're in extracurricular activities, and it gets a little bit, but it probably just gets nutty with a 10-year-old and a 16-year-old and everything else you're doing. And at the time, they were a little younger than two. Yeah. So how did Rank Makers, your social media training, and what you do on a daily basis, how did that help with your time management?
Well, at first I flew by the seat of my pants. So I was like, everything is crazy. Everything is everywhere. I was doing all the things all the time. And I felt like I had no organization. One thing we have always prioritized is family dinners. Like, we sit down as a family every night that we can. Love and that. We have dinner together. So that was like the only thing that was sacred. Everything else is chaos. But you know, when I joined Inner Circle and I started working with Elsa, the very first thing we implemented was time blocking, and marking out my schedule and having like that defined work time. And I definitely squeeze my business into the cracks of my day. But having that committed, dedicated sit down and work time every single day, I no longer feel guilty for turning the notifications off on my phone, you know, because when my phone is off, it's off. And when it's on, it's on. And
that was going to be my next question. And some people are asking about parties and doing that online with a bit health and wellness business. Well, I'll get to a few tips there. I definitely want to ask you about that, but time blocking, so huge. And if you are on here, and you know of any other moms or any other busy people, this woman, Melissa, is so busy. We're going to get into the part that you may want to share this. We're going to start getting into the part, or tag them, where we talk about that more. So time blocking is huge. Mm-hmm. And I want to really take people through, with your permission, what that looks like and how you do that. Because as a mom, we are always feeling guilt, right? You can't escape it. Even when you know it shouldn't be there, there are times where you can't escape it. And I feel that time blocking really helps with that, because you know that you have that time coming up with your kids, right? So can you walk us through exactly what that looks like?
Yep. So this is your planner, which I was time blocking on a sheet of paper, and can we see it?
I was pointing to mine. It's back here.
I was time blocking on a sheet of paper and then filling in my planner too. And so I had two separate things going on. When this planner came out, it made it really nice and easy because I can write everything in, but I can also color code it. My brain is visual. Like, if I don't see it, I forget about it. So I tend to have a lot of clutter because I have things out so that I see them and remember to deal with them. But so I color code my day. So like purple is personal time. Pink is when I'm at the AC business. Peach is appointments. Green is when I'm working my network marketing business, because hello, money is green. And and then family time is, so I have everything sort of color coded through my day. And this was actually a pretty quiet week. But, you know, you can see, like, I had the housekeeper coming. I had, we had a sale, a flash sale that day. We get new products every Wednesday. So I mark time for that and just, you know, of course, tag writing lessons and all the things. So
what's that mean every week? Or do you kind of sit down on Monday and say, okay, this is what I'm going to do for my week?
Yeah, I try to do it on Sunday and look at the week ahead. This week is like crazy because I have family in from Ohio, and so we're trying to squeeze in as much time with them as we can. So I purposely left a lot of open time this week where who knows if I am with them, I'll be with them. And if I'm not, then I'll have more time to work my business or whatever. But, you know, I think it's important to block your time. It's also important to have a little bit of flexibility. And, you know, things are going to come up and happen, and you don't want to not work your business, but you want to not be so rigid that you can't roll with life, you know? So this week we're rolling with life.
And that's okay. And that's okay.
It is. But I'll still, like, I'm going to work for an hour after this call, and then I'm going to go spend time with my Ohio family. So, you know, we're making it work.
Love that. And talk to me about the guilt that you feel. Or is that totally eliminated by working this strategy? I mean, I think it's important for moms to hear that other moms struggle with the same thing. And also, do you bring your kids into your business? What do you do there with your kids?
So I did have a lot of guilt, and I don't so much anymore because I do talk to them about it, and we do, like, okay, tonight I've got a Zoom call, and then I need to work a little bit, but tomorrow we can do this. And so I think, especially when I'm working with someone new, I coach them to time block with their spouse, especially, and to get them involved in the process so that everybody's on the same page. But I also think it's really important when it's family time to put your phone down and make it be family time. And,
do you find that when you are 100% present because it's blocked or because you've put everything away, that it enables you to feel freer when you work, to not feel that guilt?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think you get a lot less pushback from your family when you've included them and when they know what's going on, because they know that they know what you're up to, and they know why you're doing it. And they know that their time is coming, and they know when it's coming. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really valuable. And especially if you're just starting, because we get that temptation to be on our phone all the time because we're excited about our business. And it can become a source of conflict in the household. So by involving your family in that planning time and then putting your phone away when it's family time, that takes care of a lot of that conflict right from the beginning, I think.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. So let's get into some tips here around, I want to talk about a few things. One, how you, like, a couple tips from your DMO. What does that look like? And there were a lot of questions around party planning or hosting online parties, things like that. So if that's incorporated in your DMO, what does building a business for Melissa look like, and how can somebody else translate that to their business?
So DMO, I'm still growing. So I still spend the majority of my time making new friends, making new connections, you know, reaching out to people online, because we're always growing, you know. I'm not sitting back, you know, so I'm always looking for, yes, exactly. I'm always looking for new friends. So, that is the bulk of my DMO time. And also, you know, staying connected to people. The Facebook algorithm, especially lately, is not really friendly to us. So, you know, it's really important to reach out and connect with people, be genuine, leave genuine comments on people's posts, send genuine messages, and just really connect with people on a personal level. Plus, I think we're all feeling a little disconnected from being isolated for so long. And just that real conversation where you actually show somebody that you care about them is really important. So I do spend, like, when I sit down to work, that's the majority of my time is spent connecting with people. As far as parties,
an example of what, because some people, like, they know how to connect in person, but when it comes to social media, they're like, I've lost all of my human interaction skills. Like, I don't know what to do. I was one of them, so I get it. I used to be one of them. So can you share what that looks like?
I'm a huge introvert, so I actually find it's easier to type out a message than it is to talk to somebody face-to-face. But, you know, I think, like, for example, I might go to your page and I might see that Sabrina has done something super cool. And I would send you a message. Oh my gosh, Sabrina has gotten so big. I just love that she, you know, did whatever. And, you know, just, and compliments are king. Like, if you can pay somebody a compliment, especially a genuine compliment, you know, that feels good. It feels good to give it and it feels good to receive it. So I do try to focus on compliments and questions. So
huge tip right there. So first of all, if you send me a message about my kids, I'm reading it. Like, I'm sorry, I'm reading it, especially if it's good and you're like giving them kudos. I'm reading it. So that's a big tip. And also compliments. I mean, that if you just form your messaging around compliments to at least get in the door with somebody, you can see a massive improvement in the way that you get responses. So
yeah, I love that. Yeah, compliments and questions. So, you know, and even if the question is just like, how have you been? If their page doesn't give much away, and sometimes it doesn't, you know, simple, how are you doing? Can really just open the door to a really great conversation. And so, you know, that's, stories make it so easy because people put so much in their stories and, you know, I mean, amazing food pictures, their kids, their life, like, you know, their, whatever they're up to, stories make it so easy to just get in there and just form relationships with people and get to know them.
And so you're responding to their stories, right? Is what you're doing.
Smart. Yeah, and it's fast because, you know, you're tapping through and you can message right from there and then you can go on to the next one and you can really connect with a lot of people in a very short period of time with stories. So I'm a huge fan of stories on Instagram and Facebook.
Awesome. And go into parties a little bit and what you've been doing there.
So I'm a huge believer in tools, anything that makes your job easier. So we do use a software program. I'm not allowed to share what it is. Do you care?
Not yet because I haven't validated it yet, although I'm sure it's great.
Okay. So, but I do use a program that allows me to auto post my parties and I can go in and update and add and change and stuff, but it makes running a party from start to finish as far as the posting aspect of it very, very fast. I can,
you know, go ahead and share and people can do their own due diligence and just know that, you know, I have, if you're using it, then it sounds okay.
Yeah, there's a couple different ones. The one I use is called SynthShare. And you can basically set everything up and then you can tell it what time or how far apart you want your posts to be and on what day, and everything is pre-scheduled. There's tons of software out there like that. I just chose that one because to me it was the easiest. And that automation makes things very efficient. So the actual posting of the party doesn't take a lot of time. And then in the pockets of my day, that's when I'm going in and responding to comments and answering questions and things like that. And then the first like 10 minutes or so that I sit down to work, I'll also respond to any party issues or anything that's come up that I need to get to. So,
and that's called SynthShare?
Cinch, C-I-N-C-H. Like it's a cinch.
SynthShare.
Yeah.
And when you say the posting of the party doesn't take you a long time, are you talking about like actually the marketing of it, like the event or
so we do it in a Facebook group. So mm-hmm. the daily posts that go up each day, I can do an entire party for 5 days in under 10 minutes because I already have all the content created and I just go in and populate what day and what time I want everything to post. And it magically appears.
I just want to frame this for people because this is really good. In the background, you and your team are going out and inviting people to join this party, right? Mm-hmm. What does that invite sound like?
So you've tried my product and you've told me you like it. And I would say, listen, Jessica, I would love to spoil you rotten and give you the opportunity to get free and half off things. if you'd like to host a party, I would love the opportunity to help you revamp your products, you know, and then if not, no worries. So I'm a little more polished than that, but.
And then every day for 5 days, you're posting a new product or something cool.
We share different products and different options and different, you know, all the different results that you can get. And they have the opportunity to shop. And then you as the host at the end, depending on how well the party does, you get anywhere from $20 to $300 in free product. So plus half off items. So you're the hostess, you invite the guests to the party. And so now I'm exposed to all of your network that you've invited to the party. And I have the opportunity to form relationships with those people. And then of course the cycle continues. So
I want to frame this for everybody who either has a party plan company, doesn't have a party plan company, direct sales, affiliate, network marketing. Mm-hmm. This is a very simple thing that you can do when you have somewhat of a team or you host your own. And you don't have to be, you know, master party planner or anything like that. You can create just like think of it as like a cocktail party at your house, like an online cocktail party at your house where you invite people to a group and you're going to have some fun, you know, interesting things. Maybe you go live in there, maybe you don't. So you can do it that way. I think the most important thing to remember is the background DMO that you and your whole team is doing, which is mm-hmm. reaching out to people, getting them to at least try the product, getting them interested, showing them a presentation. All of that leads up to these parties or these online forums that can explode your business at that moment in time, maybe get you more, a little more sales if you need a boost to the next rank. So there's a lot of creativity involved, and it's a really cool free way to have a boost in sales. So I love that.
And I mean, honestly, the party, even though we're a party plan business, you can have a party even if you aren't a party plan business. Sure. Because most businesses have some sort of referral or, you know, you could even offer up, you know, an inexpensive gift to the person who hosted the party. There's no reason why you couldn't make it work no matter what your business was. So you just got to get a little creative.
Well, Melissa, you've offered so many golden nuggets for everybody. Want to remind everyone that if you are planning on doing a social media party or taking your business online or increasing it online, tomorrow you'll be able to tap into a blitz I'm doing, and we'll be marketing that for the next 7 days, and then it'll start April 1st. So if you want to take part in that, you can. If not, totally understand. Just listen to Melissa's nuggets and take them and apply them. So before I let you go here, as a mom and as an entrepreneur and someone who is increasingly busy, what's one tip you would suggest to the people listening right after this video to go take action on right now?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do right after this video. Okay. I'm going to go send messages and, you know, pay compliments and ask people questions and start conversations. And honestly, if you do that with 5 to 10 people every single day, Your business is going to grow, especially if you've got it backed up with good marketing. Because people, they're watching you and they want to know what you're up to, but they're afraid to ask you. So if you start the conversation, a lot of times it's going to circle back around.
Awesome. Love it. Well, thank you so much, Melissa, for being with us today. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Make sure if you know a mom or someone who is just struggling to kind of needs it and kind of needs a pick me up in their business, especially on social media, that you share this and reach out to Melissa and pay her a compliment for her amazing training today. She is not paid to be on here. She is not a spokesperson for Higdon Group. She just came on here of her own free will to share her wisdom and give us some love. So appreciate it so much. And we'll see you on the next Mompreneur Monday.